Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're getting busy with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending April 25th, 2015. You'll be glad you dropped by today because big things are happening in the hit list. Let's start in fifth place where Ed Sheeran holds steady with Thinking Out Loud. Ed wants a guest shot on one of television's biggest hit shows. Stay with me for more.
Take me into your loving arms. Thinking out loud, maybe we found love right where we are.
Ed Sheeran treads water in fifth place with Thinking Out Loud. Ed says he's already in talks with the producers of the hit TV show Game of Thrones to shoot a guest role. He tells the London Sun that he's determined to score at least a cameo appearance. Ed has an ally on the inside. He and Maisie Williams, who portrays heroine Arya Stark, became friends on Twitter. We get a new song this week. New Jersey rapper Fetty Wap breaks into the lineup in fourth place as Trap Queen jumps two slots.
And like, oh, with my baby, baby, I just left them all, I'm getting fly with my baby, yeah. And like, get right with my baby, baby, I'll be in the kitchen cooking pies with my baby, yeah. And like, get right with my baby.
Fetty Wap scores a hit on his very first try as his debut single Trap Queen climbs two notches to fourth place. This is the first hit record for Lear Cohen's 300 Entertainment label. Lear's a hip-hop veteran, having led Def Jam Recordings and the Warner Music Group. Maroon 5 steps back a slot to number three with Sugar. When it comes to self-promotion, lead singer Adam Levine is no slouch. Hold on for more.
Sugar, yes, please.
Drops a slot to number three with Sugar. Lead singer Adam Levine is also a team leader on the U.S. edition of The Voice. And last week, he brought his band on stage to perform this song before a national audience. Now, here's where the big change comes. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars end their 14-week championship run as Uptown Funk falls to second place. Mark grew up around hit songs. Keep it here for more.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars end their marathon ride at the top as Uptown Funk dips to number two. Hits come naturally to Mark. His stepfather, Mick Jones, co-founded the rock band Foreigner and wrote the mega hit I Wanna Know What Love Is for Mark's mother. Everybody give it up for your new number one single. Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth jumped nine notches to first place with See You Again. It carries a sad backstory. Stay with me for details.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Oh. Wiz Khalifa posts his second career Hot 100 win with See You Again, featuring breakout YouTube star Charlie Puth. A soundtrack hit from the film Furious 7, it pays tribute to actor Paul Walker, who died at age 40 in a 2013 car crash. So there you go, a new lineup featuring a new champion. Will Wiz and Charlie extend their lead? Tune in next week, and thanks for dropping by today. I'm Ray McDonald with the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.